Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Karen Michael always delivers for me, though. She is the local attorney, Karen Michael Consulting, and she works with companies all around the United States trying to help them navigate different laws that affect their businesses. And Karen, I wanted to have you on because this Cuomo situation, the governor of New York, he's in big trouble. And I'm, you know, whenever I hear about sexual harassment allegations, I think, all right, let's try to put this in context, even if it's not somebody that I'm a fan of. But it sounds bad. Would you agree with that for him?
Well, good morning, John. Yeah, morning. I don't care if it's the governor of New York or the manager of Burger King. Sexual harassment needs to stop. I will say this, however. Okay. When there are allegations, everyone deserves fairness in the process. Unlike what they gave Justice Kavanaugh, which is the kangaroo court, Everyone deserves fairness in the process. And everyone deserves a fair and impartial and objective investigation. People should not be guilty, just as charged. We need an investigation. The reason I feel comfortable coming out and speaking out about what happened with this Cuomo situation is there are now three allegations, but he's admitted to some of the behavior. So right. I feel very comfortable in saying he has committed sexual harassment because he's basically admitted he committed sexual harassment. He said, I was playful. I made jokes. I thought they were funny. I wanted to bring levity to the matter. He said, I may have been misinterpreted as unwanted flirtation. Well, it's interpreted as unwanted flirtation because it was unwanted flirtation. So it's just, I can't understand how in this day and age there is anyone that in May and June of last year didn't understand in his role that he wasn't supposed to ask a woman about her sex life, ask her if she was basically having sex with older men, that he said, oh, anybody 22 and older is good for me. These things are unacceptable under any objective standard. And that is why, I don't care if it's the governor or who had it, we need to eradicate this nonsense from the workplace.
What's the difficulty in just getting people to that place? Is it that, you know, everybody thinks they're invincible, or everybody thinks that my employees like me, my coworkers like me, so I can get away with this and it's not going to be a problem? Is that, I mean, if you sat down with people who were accused of this and they acknowledge they did it, is that what you hear? Oh, I just didn't think it'd be a problem.
The last time I was on with you, I talked about that I was about to do a 3-hour manager training on civility in the workplace. It was like an online video Zoom training. Mm-hmm. And in that training, I have a list of what we call the never evers. And I say, never, ever, ever engage in these behaviors. It doesn't matter if you think everyone's laughing or smiling. It doesn't matter if it's with your best friend at work. Never, ever engage in these behaviors. And one of them is talking about or doing anything sexual at work. And I tell people, no one needs to know what you're getting, where you're getting it, how you're getting it, who you like it from, where you like it, when you like it, what you're not getting. All that stuff's off limits. Stop talking about that at work. And people just think they're being funny. And I have a whole slide. I'm looking at it right now that I do. It's don't talk about sex-oriented kidding, teasing, sexual innuendo, flirting, propositions. And I do think that people wrongly believe, like potentially Governor Cuomo, although, you know, it's an investigation, we'll see. I was kidding. I was teasing. I was trying to be funny. I thought it was consensual. I was flirting with the person because I thought that we were going to date. But all of those things equate to sexual harassment. And if it is unwanted, and because you don't know the difference, whether it's going to be unwanted or not, stop talking about sex at work. And oh, by the way, don't touch anybody ever. I do this example where I say, if I drew a stick figure of your coworker, point where you would touch that person, where you think it's okay to touch that person. And the answer is it isn't okay to touch that person, including hugging. These people, they have this obsession with hugging. When we go back to the workplace, we want to hug. It's a very intimate exposure. And they're like, well, they hugged me back. Well, what are they supposed to do? Just stand there when you go in for the hug? Stop touching people. Stop talking about sex at work. If you just take those two things off your to-do list, you're going to be okay at work as it relates to sexual harassment.
You know, as you're saying that, I'm thinking about a job interview I had years ago where at 2 or 3 hours after the whole thing started, we're standing in the lobby, and it was a lady who had interviewed me, probably around my age, I guess, and I didn't touch her, but I had my fingers out and just kind of tapped to make an emphasis on her wrist, and it was like a visceral reaction to that, and I thought, oh my God, I've lost this job, and I had. I mean, I don't know if that was the reason. Maybe I sounded stupid in the interview, but it was one of those moments I thought, well, that seems about as innocent as it could possibly be, but I don't think it was taken that way.
Well, you know, the hand on the back, the hand on the knee, the touching of the shoulder, it's very creepy and intimate. And I think about this Miss Bennett, this 25-year-old woman in New York, and she's starting her career, and this just ruined her beginning of her career because of these behaviors. And it's unfair to these people. It's not just about Cuomo. It's about the victims. And they are victimized if it turns out that he did what they said he did. And this behavior needs to stop. I send a message to employers, train your people. They don't understand two things. One, what they're not supposed to do, and two, what is notice. Because the chief of staff and the general counsel's office in New York had notice. And all they did was transfer this woman. They didn't do an investigation. They didn't make the behavior stop. That's not the way to handle a complaint.
Well, so it's hard when it's the governor or the boss. I mean, that's a hard spot to be in, I guess.
I guess, but no one can be above your policies or the law. Yeah. And you've got to have the courage to bring something forward. And we need to have a society where there is the courage and the ability to bring things forward without retaliation.
Yeah. Well, listen, I always appreciate seeing your columns in the Richmond Times-Dispatch. When we've got more time, let's talk about this diversity training, which you've covered in your latest column. And I do want to delve into that, but I'm out of time this morning. I really appreciate it. Karen Michael from Karen Michael Consulting. Thank you.
Thank you.